State House of Assembly and members of the legislative have done well in repealing the law.
Yes, they have met the enemies of the public by repealing the law, by putting a stop to the jumbo pay, by making it the thing of history in the state.
And
so
you...
money for better things.
Okay.
So I'm using it to pay past governors and past empty governors.
All right.
So as far as the repeal of the law is concerned, the House of Assembly has done very well. And the governor has also done very well by proposing it as an executive bill.
Bill, okay.
That is straightforward.
Okay, yes. Okay, in a very short construction of what you just said, you are commending the Kwara State House of Assembly and the governor of Kwara State for... Okay, thank you very much. Moving away from that, we'll be looking at the FOI law, the Freedom of Information Law. Do you think government honors the Freedom of Information Act? Do you think governments, do they honor the Freedom of Information Act?
You see, the issue of whether the Freedom of Information Act,
okay,
underline the act, act is the law of the Federation.
Okay.
So the question of whether the act of the Federation, FY Act 2011, is applicable to states in Nigeria.
Okay.
It is a subject of litigation. It was done at the Federal High Court. It went to Court of Appeal. There are two different Court of Appeal judgments on whether FOI Act of the federal government is applicable to state. One of the appeal court said that it is applicable.
Okay.
The other one said it is not applicable. So, if any state is not honoring FOI based on the FOI Act,
yes,
I think we cannot say that that state has done anything illegal. Because the state may choose to go with the Court of Appeal judgment that says it's not applicable. What is the case in the Supreme Court? I think since 2018 or 2019. And the Supreme Court has not made a final verdict on that. And that led us to approach the State Assembly.
Okay, that brings me... Okay.
Request for the implementation of the FOI law, of the FOI Act in Kwara State, and the Assembly, they commend the bill, they pass the bill into law, awaiting
government
assent. Okay. Of course, if a bill is passed, there is a need for the governor to assent to the bill. Section 100 of the Constitution is very clear. The Assembly can only pass a bill, but that bill will still not be a law if it is not assented to by the governor. And the bill was given to Governor Abraham Abrazak to assent to. And he declined assent. He requested for a minor amendment before he could assent. Of course, he emphasized the power he has under Subsection 4 of that very section of the Constitution. He can decline, he can assent. So he said they should change 100 days to 100,000 to 500,000, 7 days to 14 days. So and he did that since July of 2019.
Okay.
Now over 1.5 years now, the assembly has refused to work on the minor amendment requested by the governor
on the law.
So if you ask me, the non-domestication of FOI law in the state is not primarily the fault or the problem of the governor. The governor has done what is required of him within the 30 days under section 100 of section 4.
Okay, so
of the Constitution of the Federal Republic.
Okay, Mr. Abdulatif, who should we...
to agree or to disagree with a bill.
Okay, who should we...
when he receives it. But the Assembly is the one that has refused to do the amendment requested by the governor and pass the FOI bill into law. So as we are in Kwara, the Assembly is the one that is proving to be anti-transparency as far as FOI bill is concerned.
So according to you,
my message is clear.
Okay, according to you now, you are holding the Assembly responsible for the non-passage of the FOI.
100%.
Okay.
The Assembly government responsible for the non-domestication of the FOI Act in the state yet. When the assembly passes the bill into law and requires government assent, and the government refuses to act within the 30 days provided by the constitution,
okay,
then we face the governor. We hold the governor responsible.
Okay.
We will not talk about the assembly again.
But in this case,
when it was time for assent, we were holding the governor accountable. We were doing a kind of advocacy on the radio, on infographic, social media, and so on.
To inform people about it.
He complied.
Okay.
By requesting for minor amendment.
Okay.
On the 27th, if I can remember, of July 2019, the Speaker of the House, that Honorable Sanu Yakubu Damilaje, read the letter from the governor in the assembly plenary, the question for minor amendment. So, count it from July up till now, July 2019 up till now. It is close to 600 days. That's about 557 days or so, if I'm not wrong. The assembly has not done anything. Now, when you ask me, FY is the only bill that the assembly has refused to work on. There has never been any bill in this ninth assembly that has refused that kind of treatment.
Okay.
The way they have treated FY. So the question is, are they anti-transparency? Are they denying, are they deliberately denying quality citizens of their rights to access information,
to publish and consume information?
Yes. So what are you hiding? You are not even the executive. You are not the one spending public funds majorly. You are not the ministry awarding contract.
Okay.
You are not the ministry executing project. So what is the problem of the assembly that they have refused to pass a law that will make quarrels to have access to information on how public fund is spent? What exactly is their problem? Whose interest are they protecting? You are only to make law, to give people the right to information.
Well understood.
But you keep the bill for about 2 years without doing anything about it, and you are saying that you are consulting. Who are you consulting? Have you heard public hearing on the bill? Have people told you they don't want the bill? Or do you just want to be using your legislative power to kill a bill that people want? This is against public interest.
Okay.
And we have the opportunity to tell the assembly that their action and inaction on legislative matters will be counted for or against them. We are in the presidential system of government, where there is a clear demarcation between the powers of the executive and the legislature. We are past the level of being confused whether the government is the one responsible or not. Officially, we are aware that this is not the problem of the governor. Everybody should bear his father's name.
Hmm.
The executive should bear his father's name. The legislature should bear his father's name.
Hmm.
So the legislature is headed by the speaker. The executive is headed by the governor.
Okay.
So no matter how mighty a governor is, the government will still come to the assembly to beg them to pass the law. That shows how powerful the assembly is in terms of legislation.
Hmm.
So we are not confused to be thinking that maybe the government is the one responsible for this. The assembly should be able to know to take responsibility for its action and inaction.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Abdulatif. You've made your points clear. But is the FOI, is it still needed in Kwara State?
Definitely, FOI is needed in Kwara.
Okay.
FOI is needed in Kwara. It is needed in Kwara because people need access to information. When you say you spend 3 to 1 million on government high school project, if not because we have social audit, that's an initiative of the governor. And I must tell you, there's a difference between social audit and FOI.
Okay.
And the reason why we have reason to even commend the governor is that the introduction of social audit, which is a measure that we have been using to assess information on public fund spending,
so for the
FOI is not applicable yet.
That's for the sake of transparency and accountability.
It is part of a measure to promote transparency in the state, even for social audit. How could we have audited government high school? How could we have monitored the project of the public secondary school?
Mm.
How could we have done the same thing for Elisha Guanara? And stuff like that. So you cannot come and tell me that the government that brought social audit is the one that does not want MY. If the assembly sees the government is the one stopping them from passing the FYP, they should come out open and tell us. They should be forced enough to tell us that the government does not pass FYP. But as far as the letter that the government wrote to them, which they read in the plenary is concerned, which there is no counter letter as of now. There is no contrary letter. You understand?
Yes, I'm with you.
The government wants FYP. If the government told them to the back door, that is not our business. The back door arrangement is not read in the plenary. There is nothing that happens in the plenary that we don't know. So they should be clear, they should take a position, they should take a stand and pass the FOI law appealing to law. Why need the FOI law to make them to have the right to access information about how quora money is
being spent by
the
government
and even the local government?
Across all levels.
Yes.
Okay.
Of course, we don't need the FOI law of the state to access information on federal government budget. The FOI Act of federal government is there and we have been using it. Some people want to know how government of the state and local government they are spending their money. But there is no law that will empower citizens to do that. So and the question is, what is the assembly afraid of? What exactly are they afraid of? That is the question that requires answer.
Do you sense anything coming from their delaying the signage, the assent of the bill?
Well, you see, as I said earlier, the assembly is proving to be anti-transparency. You understand?
Okay.
And why they are choosing to be anti, maybe the assembly is thinking that the right to have access to information on how executives spend money is the other percent power. They should not get it wrong. The fact that you have the power of oversight on the government project does not mean that citizens too cannot access information. Your power of oversight on the executive is not exclusive. The fact that you have the power to do oversight on budget of the executive does not mean that citizens too should not be able to access the information directly and follow their money by themselves. Maybe they want to allocate that power to themselves only and deprive citizens of the power or of the right
to
access information. This is democracy. This is democracy. In fact, even in the Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, the right to access information is in the Constitution.
Every citizen has his
rights. International human rights law, the right of people who have access to information is guaranteed. So it is not something that you just think because you are legislator, then you will be the one to only monitor how government budget is being executed. That is not correct. Maybe that's what they are thinking, that make them feel that citizens don't meet the law.
Okay, I would see that as your own contribution, how you see it from your own angle. We are actually past behind time. We won't be able to move further on the topic. Thank you very much, Mr. Alagbasi Abdulatif, the coordinator of NEDSUD. Thank you very much for joining us on the program today. We hope by next week we'll be chanced to further more on the discussion. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Yes, sir.